Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Hu Haya Omer, a statement of Hillel, Nigid Shema Avad Shmei. Somebody who seeks renown, glory, is somebody who ultimately will lose their reputation. Udulo Mosif Yosef, somebody who does not increase their study of Torah, their Torah learning will become decreased and will become forgotten. Udulo Yalif Kitala Chayev, somebody who doesn't teach Torah, somebody who is not involved in Torah study and ultimately disseminating it, is worthy of the death penalty. Udishtamish Bisaga Chalaf, and one who exploits the crown of Torah, somebody who blasphemes Torah study and Torah at its glory, ultimately will fade away. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his commentary in his peer, Perush to Mishnayos Avos, as he very commonly does, looks at the Mishnayos on two accounts. Number one, from a historical context, and number two, based upon the author of the Mishnah. And in this respect, Rabbi Yaakov turns us to Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samech Vav, Amud Aleph, a fascinating incident that takes place between Hillel and the Bnei Beseira, and it's his explanation of this Gemara that will shed light on the Mishnah that we just read. At that time, when the Gemara is recounting, the leadership in the land of Israel was in the hands of a family by the name of the Bnei Beseira. Hillel at that point was living in Bavel, and Hillel emigrated and returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and immediately upon his return, a halachic shaila emerged that the Bnei Beseira were unable to resolve. And the Bnei Beseira questioned whether or not on Shabbos, when it was Erev Pesach, whether or not the Korban Pesach should be offered on that very Shabbos. Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Shaila was, do you bring the Korban Pesach or do you not? And Bnei Beseira were unable to resolve this query, and they turned and they looked, who would be able to answer this question? And they were looking, and ultimately they turned to Hillel, who had just returned from Bavel, and Hillel quickly resolved this answer. The question says, absolutely, you're chayev, you're required to offer the Korban Pesach when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And Bnei Beseira were amazed and flabbergasted by Hillel's quick Talmudic grasp of the problem, and the Gemara recounts, Miyad Hoshivuhu Barosh Minu Nasi Alem. They established Hillel as the Nasi, the chief prince in the land of Israel. V'hayodorish kol yom kulam helchos Pesach, and on that day, Hillel gave a very long lecture on all the halachos of Pesach. But it's the next line in the Gemara that's troubling. Hischil mikantron bedvarim. Hillel began to chastise, rebuke, and almost poke fun at the Bnei Beseira, and rhetorically asked them, "Mi garm lechem she'ela mi Bavel ve'eya nasi alechem? What is it that caused me to return from Bavel and to secure the position of Nasi and to rule over you, the Bnei Beseira?" And Hillel answered his own question, and the Gemara recounts, Atzlus shahaisa bachem shilo shimashtem shnei gdolei hador shmai v'avtalya. Hillel says, do you know why you, Bnei Beseira, are not in the position of power and prominence? And do you know why I'm the Nasi? It's because I apprenticed two great giants, Shmai and Avtalion, and you didn't. Asks Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is not the Hillel that we know. Hillel is the Anav. Hillel is the quiet. Hillel is the soft-spoken, a man of peace, of calm. How could Hillel poke fun at the Bnei Beseira, especially when they just put him in a position of power? The Gemara continues and tells us that the Bnei Beseira turned to Hillel and they asked him a shaila, Armulo Rebbe, Shachach v'levi, Sakin Merv Shabbos Mahu. What happens if we forget the knife to perform Shechita on the Pesach from Erev Shabbos? What's the halacha? What do we do? Hillel responded, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. I know this rule, but I forgot it. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a question on this Gemara, and he says, how could it be? And how do we understand, number one, that Hillel acted the way he did? And number two, how can it be that just then, specifically, Hillel, who was placed in a position of prominence because he knew the halacha so well, all of a sudden forgot the halacha? Rabbi Yaakov explains that there are two personality types in Klal Yisrael patterned after Aaron and Moshe, the two brothers. Aaron was a man of peace, as Hillel taught in the last Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. Aaron was a person who loved peace, he pursued peace. However, Moshe, his brother, didn't have that quality. Moshe was Rabban Shel Klal Yisrael. He was a leader. He was a pan of authority. He was an individual who had to set down the law and order. Justice had to be served. He was a Dayan, a Rosh Bezdin, the Rav. he couldn't have the qualities of Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom because he had to toe the line. He had to set down the law. Aaron, on the other hand, didn't have that position of power and prominence. He wasn't the Rav. He was the Kohen. And the Kohen had the ability to create peace and shalom and to act the way he did. Explains Rabbi Yaakov that those two personalities of Moshe and Aaron needed to be complementary, but they had to be separate as well. Aaron had shalom and rodev shalom. Moshe had din and strict justice. Explains Rabbi Yaakov that this is something that occurred in the life of Hillel. He emerged as a Aaron as he grew up. He was a man of shalom. He was an anav. He was quiet. He was soft-spoken. He was modest. But the moment that he returned to Eretz Yisrael and the Bnei Bisera hired him to be the chief, the Nasi, he had to change from being an Aaron to a Moshe. Because when you're the Nasi, you have to toe the line. You have to paskin shilas. You have to differentiate between emes and sheker. No longer can you carry the banner of Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. And it's at that moment that Hillel said that I have to speak to the Bnei Bisera differently than I ever have in my life. I have to toe the line. I had to teach them that they forgot the halachas because of the fact that they were atzelim. They were lazy. And therefore explains Rabbi Yaakov how we understand Hillel's change in personality going to from the anav and the ohev shalom to the individual who was more stricter and acting with justice. He went from the position of the individual in Bavel to be an individual who was the Rav, Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. He emerged as a Moshe even though he originally was an Aaron. Based on that, explains Rabbi Yaakov, we can understand our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Barak Aleph Mishnah Yabei says, Hillel says you should be a Talmud of Aaron. That's who Hillel was. Hillel was an Aaron. He was an Anav. He was an Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom. You read throughout Shas, that was Hillel intensely. Throughout his entire life, he lived and breathed the Midah of Aaron, of Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. But then something switched. Based upon this Gemara and Daf Samech Vavam and Aleph Meseches Psachim, Hillel had to become authoritative. He had to become a figure as a Rav, as a Dayan, as a judge, putting down the line and speaking and executing justice. And it's at that point that Hillel made the statement, Negid Shma Avad Shmei. If you seek renown, you will lose your reputation. And that's what happened to Aaron. As soon as he became a great leader, as soon as he became the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, he forgot the halacha that the Bnei Bisera asked him. He simply forgot it. He got so involved in his position of power, of prominence as a leader, he had no time to learn. As the next statement says in the Mishnah, D'lo Mosif Yosef, if you're not learning, your learning will decrease. And Hillel recognized that. The more he became a person involved in the tzibur and public affairs, the less time he had to himself. And therefore he began to forget the halachas. And therefore Hillel says, almost speaking about himself, Udlo yalev kitalachayev. If you refuse to teach and to learn, you're going to be worthy of the death penalty. Hillel began to think to himself, what's it worth if I can't learn and I'm forgetting the halachas? What do I need the nesios for? And therefore, Hillel concludes the Mishnah, Udishtamesh Bisaga Chalef. If you exploit the crown of Torah, everything will fade away. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov's fascinating and insightful approach helps us understand Hillel's statements both in Mishnah Yud Beis as well as Mishnah Yud Gimel. Hillel began by saying you should be a Talmud of Aaron because that's who Hillel was. Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Aaron lived that and breathed that. However, something changed in Mishnah Yud Gimel as Hillel's prominence changed. And as he became a figure in the public and a leader, he changed from an Aaron to a Moshe. And thus he felt about himself, Negid Shma Avad Shmei. And therefore he teaches us, if you seek renown and you run after glory and leadership, you're going to lose your reputation as Hillel did when he forgot the halacha, ultimately teaching us to learn, to study. Of course, if leadership is thrown upon us and sometimes we have to look for those positions, we should. But at the same time, that balance and equilibrium must be there to be strict, to have justice, to have the midos of Moshe, but also to counterbalance that with the midos of Aaron of being an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom.